Shout out to the God Turk, Supreme Clientele Radio. Ah. Diablo, SR the General, Full Blast the Beat God.
Grav Champ,
yeah,
Grav Champ,
ah.
Grav Champ,
yeah,
Grav Champ.
Ah.
Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs. Shout out the Grav Champs.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tune in to Grav Champs. Yeah. We appreciate the love and support for all the Grav Champs. Yeah. The most amazing and iconic artists out here smashing it. From the train yards to the rooftops to the storefronts, highways catching wreck. SR the General. He be going crazy, bro, from his Instagram account, Supreme Clientele Radio.
Turk.
Interviewing all the icons, the ones that led the way. Salute to all the fallen legends, the ones that set the stage.
Ah.
Moment of silence, let us remember those.
Peace.
Whether they family or they were friend or foe.
Ah.
Hate them or love them, let's show them some respect. Major contribution in hip-hop, Grav Chancellor to the death. Ready and willing, never scared to fry.
Never.
Chance and the odds of getting up, prepared to rise. Super talented vandals, never scared to die. Let's show them love while they breathing. Go ahead and share the life,
share the life.
So tell a friend to go and tell a friend.
Tell a
interviews are dope from the start up to the end.
To the end.
Let's show them love and call it glory time. Repost his post on your post, share his post up on your storyline.
Ah, we Grav Champs. We out.
We got Big Joust back. We got Big Joust. Now we got to get Rhino. Here we go. All right. I'm sending the invite right now. Yes, sir. Everybody's tuned in. We back. We back. That's right. Grav Champs. We back. Episode 20. Rhino and Joust. KGB in the building. Yeah, we were talking about the rap. So could you pick up where you was left off, Joust?
Yeah. I'll be real quick. Want to shout out the bro, Dios Diablo. That's the bro right there.
Right.
We got a hit together on my project called Staying Strong. That brother's dope, man. So salute the brother, man.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean? But yeah, the music that you know, it was again going back to Anthony, me, Nia, ERE, also known as DJ Hayes. ERE
wow.
Was our DJ. FB was the producer. You know what I'm saying?
Baby.
Yeah, we had a little momentum and a movement moving at one point. And like I said, man, being young and dumb and egos and pride and, you know what I'm saying, just fall out and stuff, and dudes went and parted and went their own ways and got involved in other things or whatever the case may be. And, you know, it is what it is, man. It's all a learning process, man, life, you know what I mean? But
yes,
yeah,
sir.
I gave the website on all digital platforms. I've been busy, man.
So what's the name again of the last tape you just dropped?
The last project is Ethereal. That's the name of the project, Ethereal.
And that's the one featuring Diablo on it?
Yeah, he's on there, yeah. It's a song called Stand Strong. Yep.
Nice, nice.
My 16.
We waiting for Rhino's debut, bro.
I don't know. I ain't got that.
We gonna get him right.
No, not my kid.
Rhino, do you got like a favorite bombing story, like an ill story?
Dennis, you call me a god with that one. There's so many, man. Like, oh wow. I got a marinate on that one, man. Give me a second on that one. That's out of left field. I didn't expect that, but there's so many, man. There's so many. Fuck. Shit, yo, I don't know, man. I'll get back to you on that one.
What about you, Joust? Do you know any?
Chasing by the cops or whatever.
Yeah, we was talking about this a couple weeks ago, reminiscing. There's an abandoned station. Like on 63rd in like York. It's like four or five stories down. And it was a whole abandoned station. I don't know if that's what they're working on now with that Second Avenue line. I don't know. But we go down there adventuring, wilding, you know, me, Nia, Five, Sia, damn, Devs went with us one time, Side, a couple other people. I can't remember, but the first time we went down there, we walked for a long minute, like 20-minute walk, and we came up through some hatch, and we was up on Roosevelt Island.
What the fuck?
The whole way bombing, we in an abandoned tunnel. It's just the drilled out tunnel, but no tracks.
Was walking under the water.
Yeah. So we copping tags in there. Remember, Nia caught a tag in there near 1987. just put that out there, you know what I mean? But that same place, we had a party down there for New Year's of 95, man.
Wow. Yo, that's how niggas threw a party in the tunnel?
Yo, it was crazy. Girls and everything, DJ and everything. It was crazy.
That was the literal tunnel.
That's a fact.
That's fire. That's fire. Did you ever run into like any big time bombers when you was bombing? Like anybody that you was like, oh shit, word?
Damn. Not other than, you know, the situation I was speaking about in regards to, you know, that beef and that situation. It was like, oh, that's it? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was it. It's never been no starstruck type of stuff on this side. And again, I'm not saying that being funny, it's the truth. Like, it's you cannot say anybody from our squad is a jock. Like, we give it up. Everybody, but
there's,
we ain't nobody a jock.
And that was,
you know, like, he was caught. Oh my god! Like,
wow, you heard it too much. Like, yo, but as long, you know what? It's funny that you asked about a good bomb. I remember one time, me, Near, and I think it was Cable. We took a couple hits of acid, and we bombed the courthouse on 161st Street, the bookings. Remember that? Yeah, we smacked the bookings on both sides, you know what I mean? On 161st, and I think that, what's the name of that street going up? Is that, I forgot the name of that side street that, well, either way, it's the side street right there, that the family court side.
Sheridan,
yeah. We caught the family court side in Sheridan, and the front. Blasted that shit like at 3 in the morning. Blah, 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 blah. I would never do that today, but that was some shit that, back in the days, you know what I mean, we did. And I wish I had pictures of that, because that shit was an event, historic, you know what I mean? To hit the courthouse. It broke the booking. Big.
That's crazy.
I used to bomb my man, EN. Can't forget about EN, KGV. And
Yeah.
And one time, me and EN was bombing, and we bumped into Tabe and Rick. Rick and Tabe were bombing. We bumped into these niggas. And I always tell Tabe that me and him were racing one time. For the Bronx, right? But he looked at me like I was dumb because it wasn't a real race. He didn't know about it. It was a race that I had in my own head because I used his pace to try to pace myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like we didn't have a real race, but I would look at his pace and I would try to keep up my best. But that nigga was, it's like kind of like fucking JA. The pace that he puts down is hard to keep up with. So was Tabe. Tabe was hot. Tabe was on it, you know what I'm saying? So it was hard to keep up. So I would use his, and that's why I say he's like my big homie, because I would look up to him and I would try to like, damn, I got to keep up. Yo, Tabe hit that. Webster Avenue, I got to go. Oh, he did some big fillings on Webster. I got to go do big fillings on Webster. Oh, he hit the Fever. Oh, I got to go hit the Fever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, you know, I pace myself according to that man. But, you know, and I always tell him, yo, we were racing, but he knows there was no race. I was just trying.
It's crazy that you say Rick and Tabe, because I bumped into them when I was bombing the 2 and 5 line, bro. I was a teenager, young teenager, just running through, just catching whatever I could ride on. And they came up to me, yo, what's up, da da da. And I met them, and I was just like, oh, shit, I just met. Like, these niggas had shit smashed, my nigga. Rick, I always loved this fucking, just his tag, the way he wrote it. Rick. That shit was just, like, legendary. And Tame Story, that shit is stupid.
I seen Rick. I said the other day, like last month when we was doing that wall on 174th, Rick stopped by and shit. I almost didn't recognize the brother because he had his motorcycle helmet on and shit like that. But yeah, he came through.
Did the damage,
bro. And Tabe was on my show, man. Salute to Tabe. He was like the third person on the show. So he was like right after you guys and shit. Yeah. If you fans don't remember. Whoever wasn't watching, and you guys had like 107 people off the top just jumped on. Y'all niggas had it jumping. Whoever wasn't there, they missed it, my nigga. I wish I had that shit in the tuck. I'm sorry about that shit, bro, for real.
It's all good, man. Everything happened for a reason, man. We here now, you know?
That's a fact.
Good. And Free Song, two of my boys, that and Free my man Pop on the West Coast. I got my peoples on the West Coast, too. Free that brother also. He's coming home soon next month. So, yeah, shout out to them two brothers. And shout out to all the KGB South niggas, man. Hero, Fail, fucking Starve. Shout out to them niggas too, man.
Yeah, talk about the art, Bezu, because I be seeing you be out there and shit like that. You be bombing, bro. What's up? Talk about that. How did you get into that shit?
Wow, art battles was fun, man. Art battles was a lot of fun and shit like that. It's mostly it's. I look at it as fun. Some people might get mad because, not video writer wise, but a lot of these art dudes that are entertaining murals and these artsy fartsy niggas, they get mad because we just don't do a big production. And we'll just come and do films right over their shit because they're not graffiti writers. So that's what we do, and it's fun to us, but it's not funny for them. You know what I mean? So I have a good time and shit like that. But you know, art battle was dope. And shout out to them 004 boys. That's their shit, you know what I mean? They got Miami on Smash, E and fucking Tesso. Them niggas got shit on Smash down there in Miami, all them 004 niggas. And if you go to Art Basel, you got to stop by their shop. Their shop is official. They got all the paint you need, paraphernalia for graph. Like, their store is what's up in Miami down there. Actually, it's in Wynwood, but, yo, their store is A1. Dope.
What about Bronx niggas from the highways and shit like a MedStar? You know MedStar?
Yeah, Med. Shout out to Tough City, man. Med, I mentioned him earlier, like Highway King. Like them stars was crazy, man. Crazy, crazy.
He did the logo for Agony.
Yeah, he did. I remember that back in the days. Yeah, he gave my first.
What was that dude Cro-Mag from the Bronx?
I think he was from Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken.
For real?
I think he was from Connecticut.
I heard he died. Rest in peace.
I don't know, man. I don't know where he's from and shit. I don't know. It's a good question, man. I don't know.
I thought he was,
I think he was from Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken.
PJ had a lot of shit, P-Lo. Too.
Yeah, PJ. Wow, PJ. Like I said, that's one of the dudes that was... Like one of the first niggas I knew that was just a monster. You know, my first videograph tape I got back in the days, PJ was on it and stuff like that. And that shit was just dope. You know what I mean? Like that dude was inspiring to me. And then to hear how he got down, he got busy, man. He got busy. So, you know, and he's a Bronx cat. So, like, I always looked up like that nigga was dope to me. You know what I mean? PJ was dope. And Rob, they was official.
Yeah, somebody just said Cro-Mag is from the Bronx.
Okay.
Uncle Grass. Cro-Mag was BX. All right, salute.
Salute and rest in peace to Cro-Mag.
Please, yeah, definitely.
So who you... I'm going to put both y'all on the spot. Who you think got the best throwy from the Bronx? Who has the best throwy, Giles? Tell me.
The best throwy from the Bronx?
One person?
Yep, who has the best throwy? Who's the best box throwy? One nigga.
Yeah, KGB, man. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I'll go with that too. Can't go wrong with Nia.
The NR's fire.
The NR's crazy. The way the little boat. the bolts in them, the glasses, the bolts on the letters. That shit was dope, man. You can't deny that. And crazy. They got big too with them big films, too. Street letters, but Nia used to cheat. Yep. You know what I'm talking about, Nia cheating? Because when we go bombing, he cheats because he can reach the top of the gates without a ladder. So that shit was cheating to me, my nigga. Like, I used to get mad. I say, I can't reach up there, my nigga. He used to, you know, with his length, like, he was like 6'5", 6'6", and, you know, when you put the arm up, he's hitting like 7.5 foot tags, my nigga. Like, I'm like, niggas is climbing the gate holding on. I seen Tabe climb on the gate to take a tag up there, and this nigga would just stand there and take tags.
Yeah, when we use bombing with him, you had to be fast and run up to the gate. If you saw a spot, you had to run up to it before he did.
Oh yeah, he knew how to bomb.
He get mad at that, I run like hell, man. Try to get that done before he did, man.
You know, and he's one dude that I can tell you, he can make a can of paint last like a motherfucker. Like, he'll take one can of paint and take, you think he went bombing heavy, but one can of paint and he walks. Like, one time I seen on the sixth line, he had one can of paint and he saturated mad Nia tags, like between Elder and like, I think St. Lawrence. He just like mad Nia tags, Nia. I'm like, damn, I only have one can of paint. But you would think he had a backpack full the way he gets around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so who has the best throwy period? Who's your favorite thrower? Yeah.
Period?
Yeah. Who's the best throw up you like?
Oh, man.
That's hard. You know who style I like? Nothing. He's not really. That dude, Hound. I like his style. Off the topic, real quick. Because his shit's big, and he gets busy out there.
You know what? I think I'm with the throw ups, man. I think I'm gonna go with MQ, man.
Ooh.
It's two letters. It's just two letters, and sometimes he freaks it with the UE, but when he just does them MQs, solid, man.
And MQ and Trake, they came through this in the mid-90s, and them niggas was getting busy in the mid-90s, boy.
MQ Trake, hell yeah.
Came through the Bronx like they lived there. That shit was official, I ain't gonna lie.
Busy, man.
And you couldn't be as anybody and hit the Bronx like that. But they was affiliated, so it was all love, you know what I mean?
So what about you, Rhino? Do you have a favorite fill-in? A throwy? The best nigga?
You gonna say himself?
Yeah, I'm saying myself, man. Fuck that. No, but if I had to exclude myself and I had to pick somebody else, Tabe. Yep. But my top three feelings, again, it's Tabe and Nier, my favorite two other than myself. It's Nier and Tabe. Favorite two other than myself. Okay? And everybody gotta listen, man. I'm not being cocky, but you ask any prize fighter, yo, who's the best? I'm the best. You gotta have that confidence in yourself. You can't not have confidence in yourself, bro. You gotta have that confidence in yourself that you're the illest nigga, or no one else is gonna think you're the illest nigga. So, yeah, me, nigga, fuck that. Yeah, okay.
Big Rhino has spoken. Fuck y'all niggas. Yo, son. So what's next for KGB, bro? When y'all niggas gonna get together and destroy something again real quick? What's going on, man? Come on, one more tour.
Not me. I'm not active at all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm focused on, you know, but one thing that we got in the works that we plan on doing for 2022, by the will of God, is to be able to do a memorial, a mural for our brother. You know what I'm saying?
Overdue. Yeah,
sure. It's overdue and it's deserved. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that cannot be denied. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we want it done right. You know what I mean? That's why we're taking so long. We want it done right. We're looking for a wall because a lot of the walls that we're getting, it's like people saying, all right, you can rock for a year or whatever. We want something to rock for. Forever, not for a year. We want that shit to rock until the building falls down. You know what I mean? Like, we don't just want something to be there for like 3 months or just take pictures. No, we want that shit to be. He deserves to be there. You know what I mean? He's a Bronx, legendary Bronx nigga. He deserves to be there, man. Like, that's his. That's his home. That's his, you know what I mean? His kingdom.
That's a fact, bro. Rest in peace to the God. But Rhino, I know you're going to come and what's going on? A quick tour?
Yo, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you, man. Like, I've been real disgusted with the whole culture, man. I'm going to keep it 1,000. And I not just graph, but the whole hip-hop culture. Like, how niggas is glorifying rats, and people are letting rats rock now. And that shit just bothers me. Like the rap scene. Like, you got Tekashi, you got Whack 100, like, rocking with him. That shit is crazy to me. And even in graph, like, niggas will hate rats, but they okay with... If it's somebody they looked up to or their favorite writer, like, no, if you hate rats, you hate rats, period. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm a little disgusted. So, I actually am really, really, like, arm wrestling myself to, like, just quit and just walk away from this whole graph shit. Like, just delete my account, my Instagram account, and just, like, vanish into black and just live my life. You know what I mean? Because it's whack, my nigga. Like, I just don't, that shit is corny to me. So, with that being said, I do want to go All City one more time. I do. I really do. So, like, it's something that I'm, like, fucking, like, arguing myself about. At the end of the day, though, I feel like I have nothing to prove either. Like, I don't have to do it. But I do want to do it one more time. Just to say that I did it again in, like, in this day and age, in this decade. And so that I can have rocked in, you know, consecutive decades. You know what I'm saying? So, I do want to go with. And I don't consider what I do now, every once in a while I pop up and I do a film here and there, as me being active. I don't consider that being active, but I'm just having fun here and there. But do I want to get busy again and put in a few nights of heavy bombing? Absolutely. I want to do it one more time before I call it quits. I think it's only right, man. But like I said, it's just, you know, it's whack. But I'm going to go, Louis, I'm with you, my nigga. I'm with you on that.
Yo, that would be, man, a little crazy treat for the streets if we wake up and see some giant rhinoceroses thrown everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not doing no abbreviations. If I do it big, I'm doing a rhinoceros in all five boroughs, a full rhinoceros. And then I want to do, like,
you heard it on Grab Champs, motherfucker!
Yes, sir. And we're going to do a big, and I want to go big, man. And then after that, I want to have a blockbuster running on each line, on each side of the street, at least. You know what I mean? Not to mention the other throw-ups in between. But I'm trying to go big again. Because I want to show niggas that you could still do stompers in the streets. And like I said, I've seen a few dudes doing it now. Hound. Niggas like that are getting busy, and they're still doing it. So, it's doable. And I plan on doing it, like I said, before I quit. But I will be quitting, I guarantee you. But, you know, before 2022 is up, I'm gonna call it a wrap.
All right, man. Damn, son, that should just gave me a little. But it's I want to see them blockbusters. So I'm gonna take Matt Flix in front of them shits to show how big they are. Pause.
Yeah. We're gonna do that. Yo, Tabe, we see you, Tabe. Tabe's in the building.
Salute, motherfucking Carl in the building. Salute, Big Louie. You know what I'm saying? I salute both of y'all, bro. Y'all fucking legends, man. Thank you for coming on Grav Champs, dude. I want to ask Joust, what do you think about the fucking graph writers now? Like the graffiti scene now in a whole, the same way that Rhino just explained.
Well, Having been in the culture and active, you know, in the past, there's codes and ethics that we lived by and that we carried ourselves by. And definitely the quote unquote ratting was a no-no. And you cannot live if you know what I'm saying? So when you're involved in a specific culture, and you're like for instance, in teaching, I tell people all the time, there's a difference between a snitch and somebody that is a civilian. You can't call grandma a snitch if she called the cops on you because you're selling drugs in front of the building. Or you can't call the man a snitch because you sitting on a stoop and you blocking the people from coming upstairs. That's not a snitch. A snitch is someone that is actively involved with you in a crime. And when they get caught, they tell on the other person or other persons to allow themselves to escape the judgment that's coming to them. That's a slip. You know what I'm saying? So within the graffiti world right now, like Rhino said, not just the graph world, the you look at hip hop and just the streets, that's an active culture of quote-unquote snitching. Dudes that's involved, that's actively involved in whatever aspect of quote-unquote crime that they're actively involved in. And when they get caught, they telling. And people know that they telling, and they still rocking with them. That was always a no-no. You understand what I'm saying? So in that aspect, I agree with him 100%. Now, from the lens where I look at it now, because we were just talking about this earlier, me and Rhino. The lens I look at it now, who gives a damn, man? It's just paint. You just paint on a damn wall. You know what I'm saying? But when you actively involve all those elements that start to build up inside of you, you know, the ego, the pride, the, now I'm that nigga, I'm the one. You know what I'm saying? That takes you to a different space. So, you know, I'm in between with it. Yeah, I'll come out if there's a legal war, you know what I'm saying? And if it's going to be a whole legal KGB wall, daytime, we got a grill out there, barbecue and stuff, yeah, I'll be there, I'll do a filling. But I'm not going to go out and bomb or whatever, you know, that's my life. But again, I respect it, and the gratitude is there because this is where I come from. It's what made me.
So, Sip, Crow, Curse?
Absolutely, the whole block.
Block, yeah. Pooh.
Pooh Bear.
Con.
Bean. I keep in the building. Silent 170. Salute. Everybody.
Yeah. DJ One Shot.
Absolutely. One Shot Deal. The most hated blend DJ, period. That's my DJ. Louis 167 to the KGB barbecue. It got to be a KGB HR barbecue. BT.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. The one. We all BT, HR, KGB. We all do that, man. Yo, also shout out to a few other niggas, man. I forgot earlier, man. BRT, that whole section of the Bronx, younger dudes than us, but they was always fam and always with us, 1,000%. Love all them niggas, Tusky and them niggas. Shout out to Cinch. And
who else? Salute to him.
Oh, yeah, and also shout out to TD. Again, I've always given niggas props, but I want to do it again because this is done very rarely. TD, Sad, the Neo, all 50 boys, and what they accomplished. That shit was amazing to me. Who the fuck?
Yeah, I sitting back watching that joint.
Yeah.
And damn, it's from 170.
That niggas went to Alaska, Hawaii. Like, that shit is not even in the continental U.S. You know what I mean?
Word.
And yeah, man. Nicer from Chat Crew, man. I love you, brother. You've always been like a big brother to me also, man. I love Chat Crew, man.
Salute.
Those are my
I'm going to give a couple shout outs. You finish. I'm sorry, right? My fault.
Yeah, I just want to give up my three favorite Peace and Crews in the Bronx. It was always like Catch Crew, FX, Tess, and BT. I'll put it like that. Those are like my favorite Peace and niggas.
I always used to love Bio and Brim when they were just regularly hitting streets with the flat black tags, yo. They used to kill shit, yo, in the early 90s, late 80s, bro. That was like, I used to love them shits.
Oh, Bio, yeah. Wed also, man. Shout out to Wed.
And Wed.
Rest in peace to Wreck.
Yep. Cello.
Cello, yep, all day. Crim, remember that? Another one from by Tremont area.
Yep. Shout out to Pope and Loose. They had that tags all over. Sting. Tonight, rest in peace.
Bronx. You think the best riders come from the Bronx?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think the Bronx had more all city dudes than any other borough, in my opinion. That's my opinion. It could be wrong, but in my opinion. I think that
I got both of y'all lists right in front of me, and just all the people on your list, bro. I can't pick a squad of Brooklyn niggas that could go against this shit, bro. It's fucking retarded.
Yo, rest in peace.
I mentioned a couple of Brooklyn dudes. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know what I'm saying? Like they, that work was put in crazy, but the Bronx, It's a fact. This is not no braggadocio or nothing. It's, bro, Bronx dudes travel everywhere. Was everywhere. Bronx dude was everywhere. People, everybody didn't come to the Bronx, but the Bronx went everywhere.
Free skit all day. I see that. Appreciate that, mister. Free skit. Yeah, man.
But again, listen, and Brooklyn is heavy too, because Brooklyn go everywhere too.
Yeah.
You had a lot of Brooklyn dudes coming to the X and were killing stuff.
Yep.
Yo, Bonds is like, yo, give me your top 10 from Brooklyn. Ooh.
Who, Bonds? He asked us that?
Yeah, yep. He's asking me that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me ask you, so who's, give me a top 5 niggas from Brooklyn then. Who give it up from Brooklyn in your opinion, your top 5s or top 10s if you have.
90s niggas or all around?
All around.
I give you a top 10.
Let me number this down. Hold on.
I'm going to write it down with you.
Astro.
I'm going to write it down with you.
Yo, SR, how about that? Any questions from the live feed? We can answer them questions too, man. Throw some questions out there.
Anybody got a question from the live feed?
Yeah.
Anybody for our guests, the legends?
Damn, Dro was definitely from like Joe said, from ACC crew, Dro, DRO. Wow, that dude got busy. Busy. I gotta give. I'm gonna give. You wanna go first, Giles?
Yeah, I got my 10 written down. I'm ready.
You got 10 written down? Damn, you're a beast. Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. My top five. My top five from Brooklyn. I got an honorable mention in there that I'm gonna give. I got Fogs.
Fogs, okay.
Astro,
okay.
Kez 5, rest in peace.
Kez, rest in peace.
Scuff. MS, rest in peace.
Ooh, MS, rest in peace.
Go on.
Ask,
GLK.
Ribs. Rush. Acid Crew, also KGB.
Rush, my nigga.
Louis, much love, Louis.
Dro. Netta. And my honorable mention is SR the Great.
Thank you. I appreciate that, bro, for real. All right, so your top 10 Brooklyn niggas and an honorable mention. You have Fogs, Astro, Kez 5, rest in peace, Scuff, MS, Ask, Ribs, Rush. That was a great one that you threw in there too. Netta and Dro. Or Dro and Netta and an SR honorable mention. Thank you for that. What's yours, Rhino?
Wow, okay. Yo, you know what's funny about my list before I spit it? Having beef with so many Brooklyn niggas, you become appreciative of their body of work after it's all said and done. You know what I mean? Because you see it more because that's who you're beefing with. So you're out there gunning for their shit. They're gunning for your shit. So with that being said, I got to say Kez 5, rest in peace. Scuff for going over my shit. SR, of course, you got you can't be not mentioned on there. Astro and Fogs. Who else I like from Brooklyn? There was so many Brooklyn niggas that was dope too, though. Dro, ACC Dro, to me, like that nigga was body and shit. And not for nothing, that dude Bona had his time too, man. I see him; he got up a lot too back in the day. Who else is out there? Brooklyn, man. Is Vifa a Brooklyn nigga? He's a Manhattan nigga. I thought that. But there, you would think so. He's out there in Brooklyn, so damn much getting busy. So, you know, my bad on that. He was a LES nigga. Okay.
There's still like Dink Ever.
Dink Ever. You're right about that. Ever so underrated, my nigga. So underrated. He got busy.
Dink is crazy. Dink put in work, man.
Dink, yeah, man. And not for nothing, man. Like, I'm gonna throw somebody in there that you associate as Harlem, but back in the days he got busy and he was originally from Brooklyn, but he became a Harlem nigga. It was Doms.
Doms, my nigga.
He's from Brooklyn. You know that, right, Charles?
Yeah. Originally, he's from Rutland from the 90s.
Yeah.
Went to high school together. Doms went to high school with me.
And
89, man. It's a lot of history, B.
Yeah. It's a lot, man. Yeah, so that's
Dune. Kel said Dune. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Kel. I forget Kel. Kel 5MH, man. Come on, it's my man. And new new niggas, you gotta say people like Over. Over's a new Brooklyn nigga, but he's getting busy.
Up like crazy. I like what he's doing.
He's getting busy, man. So I gotta, you know.
Over has a streak on Grav Chabs, like a 10 episode streak. Everybody mentions him in every episode.
And
Over.
And
Roach is doing his thing too, man.
Yeah, Roach is doing his thing.
Salute to
week. Back in the day, the kid Knox got busy too, man. I can't deny that. Knox got busy, man. And he had his unique style, which was pretty cool. You know what I mean? He had his own style, man.
I didn't hear who you said.
Noxer.
Oh, Noxer. Okay. Yeah, definitely. He influenced a lot of people with the face in the throwy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, and I want to say this too. And with piecing in Brooklyn, hands down, F Boom, Hops, Stem, J Lo.
Agreed.
Like,
agreed.
Bro, them dudes is
agreed.
Incredible. Like,
I think one of the top Brooklyn niggas is TK also, TNR.
Yeah.
J-Lo's a beast too, man.
J-Lo, salute J-Lo, hell yeah.
J-Lo YNN, right? That nigga helped me out a few times, man. Like, you know, I had some shit at Tub City where I put, I did a Rhino and I did a Prodigy, rest in peace, the HNIC. He's the one that did the HNIC letters for me. That wasn't me, that was him. So he's always there, willing to help out, which is a blessing to have somebody from the old school like that showing love to, you know, other dudes. He's not above that. He's a good dude, man. Shout out to
Any Night. Nice. Humble with it, man. Real humble with it, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Chain 3 too, man. That's another one of my older homies, man. Chain 3 was another good dude, man.
I'm glad you mentioned F Boom in there too, because that nigga's a Bushwick icon. He was on Videograph also.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? Good point, Kel. How can I leave out motherfucking TK, man? TK was a beast.
Well, I didn't leave him out. TK is within my top 10 writers in the first part.
Yo, and TK, I had the pleasure of meeting him in Orlando, Florida, actually. Good dude, man. Another good dude and shit. So shout out to that brother.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So, yo, any last words before for the fans before we split?
Let me just give shout outs, man, real quick. I gotta breeze through it real fast, man. I want to shout out the whole KGB mob, man. And again, facts. No the truth.
Yeah, we didn't slander nobody. Don't get it twisted. We didn't slander nobody.
That's the truth, man. Once out the bomb, pre-internet, social media, all is damn whatever, you had to be popping to be on those outlets, man. And out the bomb solidified KGB as in the Bronx. Noted. This is a fact. Anyway, I want to shout out the whole KGB mob. Nia, rest in peace. Sid, Cable, my brother Rhino, of course. El, Sark, S-E, Cold, Jump, K-I, Doms, E-N, M-C, J-Rock, Coke, Curse, Crow, P-S, also known as DJ One Shot Deal, Breeze, Sip, Sinner, Quad, Bolo, Pooh Bear, Boom, Beans, Price, Jazz, Cowdies, yo, the whole.
If I was from Flex, I'd be dropping Mad Farms right now. Boom, boom.
got it. A shout out. Carl, Jammer, Devs, Niso, Dread, Zest, CA, rest in peace, Roz, Cash, Buster, G Stack, Sense. Oh man. What else we got? Risk, AOS, Five, U, Astro, F Boom again, Hops again, Stem. What else we got? Hold on.
Damn, Josh prepared. I don't got nothing down.
This was the last time, son. Bally, Domain, Teo, Checo, I Am, Rush, Deco, Foes, Ammo, Kel, the whole 5MH, Rob, Med, Toon. Yo, it just goes on and on, man. Dope, Mate, Skid, YE, EAD, Joves, Ava, Ace, everybody, man. Everybody salute, man. Yeah. Much love to everybody, man. Peace and blessings.
Hey, my shout outs. What he said. I ain't write shit down, man. I'm prepared. But yo, also, like I said, I want to shout out VRT Mob, you know, Sins, Tuski, and all them other brothers over there. Who else? Damn, man. Yeah, what he said, man, because when you try to think of it at the spot, it's like, it's hard, man. But shout out to, damn, man, to everybody, man. He said, including a few, like I said, my older niggas like Tats Crew and Louis 167 and Tyke and all them other brothers and Tabe.
I can't forget Spoke. Can't forget the whole PT. You know what I mean? Louis 167 definitely in the building. Definitely salute to him, Tabe. Everybody, man. There's so many, man. Dalt once again. You never want to leave nobody out to make nobody feel, you know.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
It's hard.
I always get a bunch of messages like, yo, I'm not down with KGB no more. Like, yo, nah, you still down, but it's hard to just remember everybody at the moment.
Yeah, man. Definitely, man.
We want to
shout to y'all niggas too, man.
Thank you, man. That's what I want to say. I want to just show my gratitude for y'all two legends coming and blessing the fans. This is a treat. You know what I'm saying? This is probably going to break. I know it's going to get mad views and shit, so I'll let you know on that shit. But thank you. Y'all niggas is kings, legends, icons in the game, stamps. Y'all niggas is going to live forever.
Don't erase us this time, man.
Nah, it's going up. The first part is already up. This one is going up right now. Yo, but let me ask you one last question. Who would you like to see on Graph Champs next? Who, tell me, Jouse. Two people. Who would you like to see next?
One, I would like to see my bro Spoke on here.
Spoke PT, baby.
Yep, I like to see him on here.
For sure.
I like to see him there. And,
Sen and Nair, KGV mom niggas too. I would like to see them niggas up there. Good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good point.
If we could get Spesh to come on, I would like to see.
Yo, a lot of people don't know Spesh influenced a lot of people's style, throw ups and all types of shit, hand styles in the game, nigga.
Yep. Yep,
that's one of the best. Yeah, Spesh, hell yeah. All right, thank you guys for coming on the show. Hey, God bless. I'm gonna see y'all niggas.
Tats Crew on here too, man.
So Tats Crew, I would love to have Bio, Brim, Nicer, all of them. Who, you know what I'm saying? I would love to. I'll reach out to see if, you know, but like I said, a lot of these people, I don't know from a hole in the wall, and a lot of them look at me like I'm nothing because they're before me. So, but a lot of them say no. I've asked a lot of people, you'd be surprised.
Nicer was in here. Nicer was in here already, so he knows about you, so, you know, hit him up.
That's a fact. Thank you, my brothers. Yo, salute to y'all again. Mad love, KGB Mob in the building. Grab Champs, that was episode motherfucking 20 with the legends, Rhino and Joust, baby.
Flames. So,